A new production of the classic John Steinbeck play of Mice and Men opened on Broadway this week. Directed by Tony Award winner Anna D. Shapiro, James Franco plays the role of George, and Chris O'Dowd is his pal Lenny. They're a pair of unlikely friends, laborers during the Great Depression.
We got a future. We got someone to talk to who gives a damn about us. We don't got to sit in no bar room blowing in our jack just because we ain't got no place else to go. If them other guys gets in jail, they can rot for all anyone gives a damn.
But not us. And why? Because. Because I got you to look after me and you got me to look after you, and that's why.
Chris O'Dowd joins us from our New York bureau. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're known for your work in films such as Bridesmaids and This Is 40. What drew you to this project?
I have been looking for a play to do. I come from a theatre background, but I hadn't done a show in maybe 5 years or so. So I was feeling a little rusty and wanted to give it a go. And I was familiar with this material. I hadn't read it in a while, but Steinbeck, quite oddly, is very popular in Ireland. I think the first book that I read in high school was the short book The Pearl. And then we read this was later on in the syllabus in our years of Mice and Men was on it. And there's something about it that I feel appeals to the Irish people. I think it's all of us have chased the American dream. So there's something very universal about it.
I'm interested in kind of your experience as an Irishman and what you bring as an Irishman to this play.
Well, I come from an agricultural background. I've been a labourer. I don't know whether that's necessarily specifically Irish, but I definitely am used to being around strong men who lift things a lot. And Ireland is, to a small extent, still a kind of an outlier society. I'm out on the west coast of Ireland, and it's, in a lot of ways, a different kind of barren, but similarly barren to California as it would have been in the 30s. So I definitely feel that idea of being remote.
And strong men who lift things a lot. Is that a particular kind of man, you think? A different kind of man?
I think a man that is who feels his use is his body rather than his mind is definitely a specific kind of man.
What is it like to try to take on the role of a character like Lenny? What is the biggest challenge in doing that kind of acting?
It is hard, of course. And any time you're playing someone with a cognitive disability of any kind, it's dangerous territory a little bit. But I felt like as long as I was specific in my head, I kind of based it on a guy that I knew from London that kind of lived at the end of our road. Steinbeck doesn't at any stage say what exactly is wrong with Lenny, so it's very open to interpretation. And by all accounts, it's specifically about somebody that he knew based on another story that Steinbeck wrote about a guy with a disability who would get very angry and kill the boss with a pitchfork. And by all accounts, that's who Lenny is based on. And I felt like that this character that I knew from where I was from had a lot of those kind of... He was in that area. So I just tried to embody him in what I was doing.
Once we was to the fair and we seen some of them long hair rabbits. They was nice, you bet. I'd even pet mice. Not when I had nothing better.
I think you're nuts.
No, I ain't. George says I ain't.
This is a well-known piece of work. Did you feel that you had to bring something new out of it, or did you not feel that burden?
That's a good question. I feel people bring that to it. I feel fortunate in that I've never seen it. I've never seen a production of it. I never saw the film. I think maybe they put it on in school, but I fell asleep. That's more about me as a student rather than the film, by the way. I feel unburdened by any expectations of the play.
What's it like for you to play Broadway?
It's an absolute privilege. Every night I feel, at various moments, terrified that we have to go out and do this again, but very confident because I feel the show is in a good place. And then in that last scene, I feel very, very privileged to be able to do it. The writing is so good, regardless of what we're doing with it, to bring it to people who have maybe never seen it before. And I believe that this production will be seen by more people than have ever seen this play. And that's absolutely exhilarating.
Chris O'Dowd, he plays Lenny in the new Broadway production of Mice and Men. He joined us from our New York bureau. Chris, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.